New South Wales is a step closer to introducing new sexual consent laws, which would require both parties to actively agree to sexual activity as opposed to just not saying no. The state's Law Reform Commission has made the draft recommendation following similar changes in Tasmania and Victoria. It's being welcomed by women's groups and domestic violence services, but some senior law experts argue the laws will risk jailing people for genuine mistakes. Isabel Rowe reports.
After more than a decade of lobbying for change, sexual assault expert Karen Willis says clearer sexual consent laws in New South Wales are overdue.
We can't have accused who are just, oh, I thought she was up for it. That's just not good enough.
Karen Willis is the Chief Executive of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia. She represents one of several groups pushing for the introduction of affirmative consent into laws around assault and rape.
Which says that in the first instance, just the absence of words is not enough, that there actually must be a physical or a verbal, yes, you know, yahoo, yeah, honey, you're gorgeous, let's go, and nothing less, and that consent must be ongoing and can be withdrawn at any time.
The New South Wales government ordered an examination of the state's consent laws last year following the high-profile Luke Lazarus case. Mr. Lazarus was found not guilty of sexual assault in King's Cross in 2013, despite a jury and two judges finding that 18-year-old Saxon Mullins had not consented to sex with him. The jury found Mr. Lazarus believed the woman had consented. Karen Willis doesn't think that should be enough.
Basically relied on, oh, well, she didn't push me away, she didn't say no, she didn't scream, she didn't fight, so therefore I assumed. And I think most of us would accept that that's really not enough to say consent was given. What we've actually recommended is that both parties need to agree through words and or actions that they are consenting to what's going on. That just the absence of no is not good enough.
I imagine, though, one of the biggest issues here is that no one usually is around to see what happens in these circumstances. And in court, it's a matter of he said, she said. So how does this help prove the issue in court?
Yeah. And look, that's always been one of the many problems with proving complaints of sexual assault. What these changes give is more information to judge and jury. So what did both parties say and what did they do? And if there's a difference in view from each side, well, why did you think that and why did you think that?
Despite the recommendation of the Law Reform Commission and the majority of submitters, Australian Lawyers Alliance barrister Greg Barnes warns against the concept of affirmative consent.
The reality of a lot of sexual assault cases are that you do have, in some cases, people who have an honest but mistaken belief as to consent. And secondly, you have people who you might say are negligent about consent as opposed to people who deliberately assault a person. And the difficulty with the proposed change and the Tasmanian change is that it really equates all situations in the same way.
He believes young people, particularly those who combine sex with alcohol and drugs, can get it wrong.
It's in effect trying to simplify the law, but in fact will lead and can lead to injustice.
Is it not possible to say, though, that keeping the laws as they are is enabling the law to protect the perpetrator rather than trying to protect the victim?
I don't think so.
Karen Willis doesn't accept that.
We actually do quite a lot of training with young men around this, and what comes back clearly over and over again from them is that, oh, come on, really? People know when someone's consenting and when they're not.
New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman says he looks forward to reading the Law Reform Commission's draft recommendations. Those recommendations are open to more public submissions before the Commission makes its final report.
Isabel Rowe reporting.